Some school districts say they won't show a prayer video in their schools. The historic Price Tower in Bartlesville is going up for auction. And tips to keep you safe from fire dangers. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, November 15th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma school districts are responding after State Superintendent Ryan Walters sent hundreds of district leaders a video that he said must be shown in classrooms. Grayson Wheeler reports multiple districts are saying no.
In the video, Walters announces the new Office of Religious Liberty and Patriotism and prays for Donald Trump and his team. He also accuses the so-called radical left of attacking religious liberty in schools and teachers' unions of promoting anti-American sentiments. Walters told superintendents the video was mandatory viewing for students and must be shared with all students' families. Now, several large school districts say they won't adhere to his mandate. Mustang Public Schools Superintendent Charles Bradley says the district won't interrupt instruction to share the video as there's no authority or requirement to do so. A spokesperson for the Oklahoma Office of the Attorney General confirmed the mandate to share the video is beyond Walters' authority and called it, quote, contrary to parents' rights, local control, and individual free exercise rights. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A lawsuit settlement that's been a point of contention between Oklahoma's governor and attorney general is reaching a resolution. Sierra Pfeiffer has details on what seems to be the end of a long-standing disagreement.
The lawsuit was filed against the Department of Mental Health last year. Plaintiffs argue hundreds of people who were ruled incompetent to stand trial have been left in jails across Oklahoma, all waiting for court-ordered treatment. Governor Kevin Stitt and Department Head Ali Friesen argued a proposed settlement would put an undue burden on taxpayers. AG Gettner Drummond said it's the cheapest way forward. But differences were put aside on Thursday, says plaintiff's attorney Paul DeMuro.
There's been some public statements on all sides that have amped up the rhetoric, but at the end of the day, our leaders did the right thing and worked it out.
Next, the settlement will face further review. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Frank Lloyd Wright's Price Tower in Bartlesville is going up for auction online Monday. The starting bid is $600,000. Wright is a world-renowned architect who almost exclusively focused on houses, making Price Tower special because it's a skyscraper. Listing broker Scott Slofelt says serious buyers will have a chance to review terms of ownership.
They have access to documents about the building. They sign an NDA and are able to review all of those prior to the auction starting.
Buyers are vetted by the auction website 10X. Slofelt says using the global platform will put Price Tower in front of potential buyers worldwide.
Because this property is so unique, then that way it's getting eyes from South Korea or the Middle East. I mean, it could be anywhere around the world because that site is so large.
The auction begins Monday and lasts 3 days. As temperatures drop, the Norman Fire Department is warning about the greater risks for fires. KGOU's Spencer Plato has details on how to keep you and your property safe.
Falling leaves, dry grass, and dead vegetation is what the Norman Fire Department says creates the biggest fire risk this time of year. NFD says not only do recreational fires present problems, but indoor heating systems could spark dangers. Michael Rigsby is the fire inspector at the Norman Fire Department and says it's important to stay cautious when cranking the heat.
So you can have a carbon monoxide detector in your house and that'll detect if any gas is leaking or anything like that. It's normal whenever you fire up your heater in the winter that you might smell a burning smell. A lot of times that's just old dust burning away.
The department is sharing some safety tips like keeping fires at least 25 feet away from structures, only burning wood, never trash or leaves, and annually sweeping fireplaces and chimneys. They say the best precaution is to check your smoke detector's batteries. I'm Spencer Plato.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.